top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, checking in at
number five.
32 days into the partial government shutdown, and still neither side is budging. Senate Republicans have backed President Trump's proposal for 3 years in DACA protections in exchange for $5.7 billion in border wall funding as part of a multi-billion dollar package for border security total.
Mm-hmm.
And on the floor today, Mitch McConnell called the president's offer comprehensive.
Is there a plan truly to throw federal workers, DACA recipients, Customs and Border Patrol, and indeed all Americans under the bus just to extend this run of political theater so they can look like champions of the so-called resistance? To reject this proposal, Democrats would have to prioritize political combat with the president ahead of federal workers, ahead of DACA recipients, ahead of border security, and ahead of stable and predictable government funding.
Now, there was a baby crying in the background there. Was that a senator or a baby? What was that?
There was a lot of whining going on.
It's, who was that back there?
They have dueling bills now before the Senate, scheduled to vote Thursday afternoon. One of them would include that $5.7 billion. The other would just open up government while they discuss the issues. Neither of them guaranteed to get the 60 votes needed to pass.
Here is Chuck Schumer calling McConnell's criticism futile.
The American people know that President Trump is responsible for the shutdown, and now they have learned that Leader McConnell is a co-conspirator in the shutdown. You can't have a compromise when one side is determining not only what they want in the bill, but what we want in the bill without even seriously negotiating with us. That is not how negotiating works. That's not the art of the deal.
Okay. Oh,
all right. Got nowhere. It should be simple. How about this? How about $3 billion for his wall?
You I'm should get go in there.
$3 billion for the wall. I can
throw
get this
a bone.
Done. And you make permanent the DACA piece, and you get $3 billion. That's what I'd go
that
back
sounds
with. That
reasonable.
I'd go back with permanent DACA and the $3 billion, and then he comes back and goes, "No, my base will kill me. I need $5 billion." And you give him $5 billion in permanent on the DACA, and we just move along. Because you could probably use another couple hundred miles of wall, and that's fine. I mean, I don't know if we need it or not, but you can do it. He gets to go, "I built a wall, look at that. I never said from sea to shining sea, and I never said that I did not collude with the Russians." I think you can give him the wall, because I don't think he's going to get reelected, no matter under any circumstance, because people are fatiguing of the whole deal. Right?
Well,
even Republicans.
People thought he wasn't going to get elected the first time, so.
Yeah, but he was running against Hillary Clinton the first time. It was never going to work.
Yeah.
And I think it's totally different. We've seen 4 years of this, the promises. He can say to his base, but his base is not enough to get him elected. It's just not enough. He's got it's 57, it's literally 57-43 right now in terms of where likely voters would go. And that's just not going to be enough for him. Because people are just tired of the theatrics of it and the wackiness. And there's just enough smoke around Russia. And believe me, by the time the Mueller thing comes out, and it will. You're going to see that he really was. His own lawyer admitted that he was negotiating. He thought there was the potential. Let's put it this way: he thought there was the potential of a Trump Tower Moscow if he lost. So all the nice things he said about Putin during they now have a context. Like, I got to suck up to him because I'm going to get a tower there anyway.
Rudy Giuliani drinking the truth serum before his recent cable news appearances.
That's his lawyer saying that. So I don't think we have to worry about that. But here we go.
Number four.
All right. Kentucky Catholic School, whose students were at the center of this viral standoff with the Native American elder that we talked to yesterday.
Uh-huh. Right? Nathan Phillips.
Until They have been closed. They were closed today and are closed technically until further notice due to safety concerns. Church officials said that in a new video from two Covington Catholic High School students that they detail the threats that have been lodged against them.
Several media platforms blatantly lied about the events regarding the controversy in D.C., and it has affected us as a community and individuals greatly. There have been many threats against our lives, against our parents. Some of these threats include that we should all be locked in the school and it should be burnt to the ground, the school being bombed, school shooting threats. It's really scary. I know that a lot of people are scared to go to school tomorrow and won't be attending because of what could happen. There have been cops there ever since the incident, and I think there'll be a lot more tomorrow.
So they closed their school today. It's, I mean, I think things have gone a little too far. If they're getting death threats over this,
right?
A little too far. Let's just calm down,
well,
people.
Everybody, I mean, now on the internet, everybody gets a death threat because the internet's okay. It used to have
but
to
the
go.
School felt enough of a threat that they chose
sure.
to close.
Well,
it
they
down.
Do now.
They must have.
Oh, absolutely, because schools close down every day in this country because there's some verified threat because.
Gotta
one kid, you know, is seen on social media or somewhere else doing something. That happens almost every day in America. But this is a different situation. And of course, people trolls, the whole thing. This is a really bad moment in America. And ultimately, the funny thing about this, I was thinking about this morning. We talked to Nathan Phillips yesterday, and you know, I don't think that the kids. I know they're saying we did nothing wrong. We just stood there. There was a lot of mocking of Nathan Phillips and the Native Americans who were there, who were like kind of caught in the middle of this. That really they had nothing to do with it other than marching through and trying to get between them and this crazy black racist group that was screaming at
it's
them.
An official hate group, black Hebrew Israelites.
Right.
There's this, all kinds of interviews with their leaders and participants about how they hate white people, gay people, Jews, Asians.
It's a bad group. That's a bad group. And these kids are coming off of that, and then they start mocking the Indians that are there, and the Native Americans are there making fun of the guy banging his drum and all that. And ultimately, they were. It was peaceful at the end of the day with those kids. And there was, I think they both Mark Sandman, the kid, who was standing off against the Omaha tribal elder, I think they both thought they were there for the same reason.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, those kids were there for a protest against abortion. That's how they were there in the first place.
Yeah.
Right. So they were there for a political moment, and that's what Nathan was there for too, for a political moment for the Indigenous People's Day. What are you going to do? I mean, that's okay. You know, to have that, that's what the mall is all about. That's what Washington and the public spaces in Washington are all about, are expressing yourself. So that's where it all was. Kids still, I mean, acted like teenage kids, and they were goofy, and they probably shouldn't have said or done some of the things that they did. Take the other group out of it, the black
Hebrew
Israelites are just, you know, that's a whole other, that's a hate group, and that's a whole other deal.
Yeah.
But somehow they didn't get in that video.
The longer video. That was what came to light later in the day.
So, but I don't know how those two ended up just looking at each other. Like that. That's a picture that will go down. That's a picture that will be taken out of context for the next 100 years.
It'll be used as a meme, and it'll be on social media and all kinds of those things.
And by Thursday, we'll have forgotten about it because there will be so many other things that will have happened between now and then. Let's check in with Kim and find out what's coming up in the news at the bottom of the hour.
Ro, the search for a teen who fell into Lake Michigan, the search has been hampered once again due to the weather.
When it comes to the weather, we all want to know, what did Skilling say? Watch for updated forecasts from Chicago's most trusted meteorologist, Tom Skilling, weeknights on WGN-TV. Tom used the word barbaric in his forecast for this week, by the way. That's what Skilling said.
He did. Barbaric. As in barbarism. As in, it's going to be bad outside.
Really bad.
Yeah. This is exactly how the people from Westeros felt about the White Walkers coming across the wall.
It's coming.
Yeah. It's coming in right now It's ice and snow. That's never a good combination. All right, we continue on with the top five and five.
Number three.
John Kerry is in Davos, Switzerland for that big special rich guy summit that's going on.
All the rich guys were there.
So he was on a panel and they asked him, what would you say to Donald Trump if he were sitting across from you right now?
If you had President Trump sitting right opposite you, what would your message to him be?
I can't play that. I would. But I know that, you see, because he doesn't take any of this seriously. He doesn't have an ability to have that kind of conversation.
What would you say to him to get it, sir? What would your message be?
Resign.
No.
Did he also say, na, 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 I'm in Davos and you're not? With all the rich guys.
It's exactly your kind of place here, pal. Although the really rich guys like that, I don't, you know, Donald Trump has never played in that area. I mean, he was always sort of like the hotelier to those guys. He was the guy that, you know, you join Mar-a-Lago and you get a really nice golf club and golf course and all of that.
Sold him condos.
Right. But no one was ever going to call Donald Trump and ask him for financial advice. Right. I mean, that was never going to happen. That is true. And they all know it. And Trump knows it, too. I mean, you need a guy who, I mean, he lost his keister on the Taj Mahal. They're not exactly going to go, you're a genius, sir.
The U.S. appearance was Pompeo did a video tribute to the folks at Davos. Because remember, nobody's participating from the U.S., from the White House because of the shutdown.
Taking this incredible sacrifice of not showing up at a rich people party in Davos, Switzerland. All right, we'll get over it.
Number two.
Jimmy Kimmel paid tribute to the halfway mark through Donald Trump's first term in a special episode of Jimmy Kimmel Live, Intermission Accomplished. Now, Alyssa Milano was part of it, and she did an infomercial for the Donald Trump commemorative plate.
Relive all the glory when our president triumphantly ascends the stairs of Air Force One with toilet paper on his shoe. Trump and Vladimir Putin's first kiss. Feel the president looking directly at the sun during a solar eclipse.
Love it.
And finally,
number one.
This is probably the biggest story of the year.
Yep.
Celebrity Big Brother.
Hands down.
Yes, has premiered. And you've got Tom Green, Joey Lawrence, Lolo Jones. Somehow, Kato Kaelin works his way into this. And then there's Anthony Scaramucci.
I was fighting with Steve Bannon and Reince Priebus to shoot at the OK Corral store. You know, Priebus and Bannon did not want me in that job, so then they sort of make it up stories. But I got my ego involved, right? And I'm a competitive guy. And so I trusted a reporter. I said something inappropriate to a reporter. I went after those two guys. He ran to CNN with it. And so when the new chief of staff came in, he fired me.
And who was that?
That was John Kelly.
Did Kato ask him the questions?
I don't think so, no.
It is. It was Kato.
Really?
Yeah.
Kato, is he the host of this thing?
No, he's just in the house, and Kato doesn't know.
Oh, they're just kind of kvetching.
Like, and Kato's like, who did what? Who are those people? What are you talking about? I think they should do a Big Brother, like, White House edition, where it's just nothing but people that have left the White House, and they all have to sit there and tell their own stories.
A good group of them to pick from.
Yeah. That would be, yeah, there's tons of them.
Omarosa.
But she already
she
did
dished.
It. But now Ryan Lochte is on the show.
My name is Ryan Lochte. I've been to 4 Olympics, and I'm a 12-time Olympic medalist. Kudos to me. Right now, I'm training for 2020. It's one of my biggest goals is making 5 Olympics. My reputation. What can I say? It's not good, I guess. I mean, I was the party boy. Don't get me wrong. I can party with the best of them.
Oh,
I'll go toe to toe with anyone.
Didn't know that.
Wham!
Wham!
Let's go hit the swells.
So cool.
Gnarly.
Gaga.
Wham!
Wham! Oh, man. Somehow, and you know, the Mooch is a regular on this program. Yeah. I like Anthony Scaramucci. I have an abiding, I don't respect that for anybody anymore.
He's very honest.
But I like him. I personally like him.
About his experience.
I have no, but Kato Kaelin's been on the show a number of times. Mm-hmm. I've known Kato Kaelin since the trial. That's 20-something years now. What is that? That's 23 years ago that whole thing ended. Almost 24 years.
Yeah. He's used to rooming with celebrities. Yeah. He's part of this.
And he's a nice guy. There's a moronic thing going on here. They found the stupidest people and they put them in a house together.
And they're doing pretty stupid things, too.
Yeah. I did that in college.
I know. It seems a lot like that.
All right. Well, there's more on there. You know what? This is going to be the gift that keeps on giving. It's on again tonight. We'll play more of it for you tomorrow. Right
now.
Kim Gordon has the WGN News brought to you by Penny Mustard Furnishings. Hold on, Kim. I didn't close this thing up officially. Then you start.
The top five at five.